The 67th Mizmor of Tehillim starts with the Pasuk Lamnatzeach Beneginos Mizmor Shir. So if you ever see the Sfardim, some of them have in their talus bag a klaf with this parak of Tehillim written Betzuras HaMenorah. Did you ever seen that before? So they take that very seriously. Why? Because there's a Ksav Yad from Shlomo Luria, the Maharshal. He says that David HaMelech was shown by Hashem Baruch HaKodesh this Mizmor, written on a golden plate in the shape of a menorah, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech would take this, carry it around with him, and it was on his shield with a like a plate of gold in the shape of a menorah, and when he would go out to war, he would be mechavi in the seldos of this parak of Tehillim, and he would win the war. And he goes into what the Mekubalim say about this. So this is called the Abu Draham, who's a parish, Rabbi David Uberman, the Rishonim on parish and tefillah. He says some people say this every day, and they call it Mizmor HaMenorah. And there's a beautiful shtickle here from the Bnei Sascher and the Igor de Pirka. He talks about how this beats the Sonei Yisrael. So guess how many psukim there are in Mizmor Samach Zayin?
Nine.
Eight. So you can guess that each pasuk is connected one of the days of Chanukah. So, in the Sefer, they don't cover all the days of Chanukah, because sometimes it was Shabbos, sometimes there were other reasons. But here the Rebbe starts with the fourth day, connected the fourth pasuk, and then he gets to the fifth day, connected the fifth pasuk. So we'll do the fifth day. What's the fifth day? Yismachu v'ranu le'umim, ki sishpot amim mishor, u'le'umim be'eret baretz tanchem sela. Which means regimes will be glad and sing for joy, because you will judge the people fairly and guide with fairness the regimes on earth, Selah. So that's the fifth pasuk, and that corresponds to the fifth day. And the Maradak explains, what's the simcha of the nations? The simcha of the nations is when you judge, it says when you judge. They're going to have simcha when you judge Gog and Magog. Some people say that Gog is the name of the king and Magog is the name of the nation. Others say that Gog is a Gog and Magog, Esav and Yishmael. But at the end of the day, there's this big war of Gog and Magog, and the Goyim are going to be happy. Oh, you knocked off Gog and Magog, and then Mashiach can come, and there's going to be great simcha. So that's the Radak on this pasuk. Va'az yismachu shar ha'amim, and then the other nations are going to be happy when you take remove Gog and Magog. So if the yismachu v'ra'anu le'umim, if the Goyim are happy, so how happy should we be? We're filled with mitzvahs. A person has to appreciate every mitzvah that he has. He has tefillin to wear, he has tzitzis, he has Shabbos, he has yantif, he has 100 brachas a day. Every second you get to do another mitzvah, you get to feel like you accomplished something. Otherwise, like, what's life if you're not doing, you're not accomplishing? I'm always a rachmanis and non-Jews. Like, what? How good can they feel? Especially those who believe we're apes. The Imamish believe we're just overdeveloped apes. It's just a big accident. And when life has zero meaning. And the only reason they're not killing themselves is because they just don't really chop what their belief means. Because otherwise it's real. They're eating bananas because they're just chimpanzees. That's all they are. But we have meaning, we have purpose, and we're surrounded by mitzvahs, meaning you can do something good any second of any day. You know, let's say you craziest example, you have a bris milah. So every second you're getting a mitzvah. If you look at, I'm alive, I have a bris milah. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you live in Eretz Yisrael, every second is a mitzvah. So a Jew has to be filled with simcha every second, and he has to also be makir tova. He has to have gratitude. The more gratitude you have, all the self-help books on happiness, like the one of the yisodas that repeats itself in all of them, is gratitude. You have gratitude, you have appreciation, you're going to be a happy person. You take things for granted, it's that end that kills you. If it's gratitude that you take everything for granted, then that's why N is no fail. That's what makes you fall, that N. But if you have gratitude, so you have gratitude for all the mitzvahs. Rav Huttner has a beautiful mimer in the Pachad Yitzchak. He says that Matan Torah proves there's a special din of Akaras HaTov. If you don't have special Akaras HaTov for Torah, then your mamish is not learning properly. But he says all mitzvahs, you have to have Akaras HaTov. And not only that, but in the olden days, it was hard for Jews to be Mekayim mitzvahs. There was religious oppression. Today, say the Rechovah Shel Ir, everybody's lighting their Hanukkah candles on the street, on the doorpost. In the olden times, where do they have to light it? It says in the Gemara, Meinichu al Shulchanu v'dayo. They had to hide it in their table, so the Goyim shouldn't see it. And Bechlal Jews had to keep mitzvahs secretly. And the Holocaust Jews had to keep mitzvahs secretly, whatever they were able to do. So we have to have tremendous Akaras HaTov. And not only that, today we can keep mitzvahs behidr. Our tefillin is very mehudr because we have machinery to make it. And our menorahs, everybody lights with Shemen Zayis almost, also the mehudr way. And we, Baruch Hashem, we have money, we can buy tzitzis, we can, we're mahadr Shabbos with many machalim. You know, somebody in the olden days, they were mamish, you have no idea how poor they were. The Sfasemis was the Rebbe of all of, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Hasidim in Poland. His son said, the Ramis, that he'd go to Cheder with his brother and he'd split an egg. That's how poor they were. My Rebbe said he once asked a Holocaust survivor, somebody came from Europe, like he had a whole plate of food. The guy said, what was that? When did you get this in Europe? He said, that was a week's worth of food. What we have on our Shabbos plate, the first serving, now we're not talking about before you get doubles, what we have in the first serving is for them a whole week of food. They were poor, they didn't have food, they were always hungry. There were people who lived their lives, they were always hungry. He had a little bit, he said, a half an egg. And even in the 50s here in Eretz Israel, they had the Kufat HaTzena, and they had a rule, you were only allowed, you know, one egg a day, one orange a week. It was just like, it was pathetic. And now, Baruch Hashem, the person has to be filled with gashmis and ruchnis with simcha. We're not, because we're taken for granted.
Now we struggle to eat.
And now everyone's saying, oh, my diet isn't working. Of course, your diet isn't working, because you're pigging out. So anyway, I have an eitzah for diets. You know what eitzah is? Just keep the food away from yourself. You're not going to eat it. You can't eat it unless you get let it near your mouth. Also helps me not smoke. As long as I don't have cigarettes in my pocket, I'm fine. If I had cigarettes in my pocket, I wouldn't smoke. But if I had a havamina that I wanted to kill myself very, very slowly and painfully, so I would make sure they're not in my pocket. In this way, stay away from them. Good. That's, by the way, also a money-saving way. Want to save money? Just don't have any in your pocket. Mamish gavaldik. You don't spend. It works. Works like a gem. All right. So that's what we have to do. You have to appreciate. Oh, so we're up the fifth day. We said this pasuk is connected to the fifth day. So who's the nasi of the fifth day? So again, this day is the day of simcha. So we have to be b'simcha on this day, because yismachu v'ranenu l'umim. If the goyim are happy, we should certainly be happy. But who's the fifth day? Shimon, nasi levnei Shimon, shelumiel ben suri shadai. Now, what was our pasuk again? Yismachu v'ranenu l'umim ki sishbot. So if you take the Rashi Tevis of that Pasuk, Yud, Vav, Lamed, Chaf, Tav, it's Begematria Shimon. I didn't think of that. That's pretty good though. Rabbi thought of that. So that's why this Pasuk is the fifth Pasuk. It's the fifth day of Chanukah. Because Shimon, you have to learn the Indian of Simcha. How is Shimon going to teach us Simcha? Because Shimon had a rough life already from the time he was born. Why was he called Shimon? Kisnu Anochi, because I'm hated. That's why he's called Shimon. And not only that, he didn't get a bracha from Yaakov before Yaakov died. He skipped him. He didn't get a bracha, he just gave him tochacha. He didn't get a bracha from Moshe before he died. And he was pushed away. And the Yavanim thought that if they take care of Shimon, everything will be fine. They'll make him be kofir. And they said, Bikosev al Karen Hashor. Interesting, in the olden days, you know what their Karen Hashor was? A baby bottle. That's, they used to have baby bottles out of. They would fashion out of a horn. They would fashion a baby bottle. They wanted them to put on the baby bottles. Kisvu lechem al karen ashor. Ein lechem chelek le'elokei Yisrael. That you have no portion in the God of Israel. It's interesting that Shimon, their job is to be melami tinokos. So that's the exact opposite. They were saying, right, tell the tinokos, there's no God. And Shimon was taka the melami tinokos. And who ended up fighting against them? Shevet Shimon. How did Shevet Shimon fight against them? Because it says in the Sifrei Mekubalim, Shimon ben Matisyahu Kohen Gadol who nishmas Shimon ben Yaakov. Shimon ben Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, who fought against the Greeks, was the Gilgal of Shimon, the son of Yaakov. So you see that the war of Yavon is Shimon against Yavon, one of the main fighters. So that's Shimon, because Shimon understood that he made a mistake. Why? Because he was pushed away by Yaakov, he was pushed away by Moshe, and he didn't get depressed. Like in the story of Maisa Mechiris Yosef, he was the one who did the selling. Oh, it's the dreamer coming. Who said that to who? According to the Medrash, Shimon said it to Levi in Medrash Seichel Tov. And Chazal say they took him in the pit. Vayikachehu. Mi hayazeh? Shimon. According to the Medrash, it wasn't plural. They're reading it not vayikachehu. You know how the grammar, how they're reading it differently grammatically, but they're not reading it plural. That they threw him in the pit as together. They're taking that Shimon himself. The Medrash says it was Shimon who threw him in the pit. And then he takes Shimon, Yosef, and he puts him into jail because he was the one who threw him in the pit. And then afterwards, he was the one who did tshuva. And he said to Levi, Aval Hashemi Manachem, right? The Pasuk says, oh, we're so guilty about our brothers. According to the Zohar Kadosh, you know who said that? Shimon. Ve'alda ispini mazle shor. And that's why his mazel, his consolation was sure. Whose consolation was also sure?
Yosef.
They're both shores, because that he saved. Because he did tshuva about Yosef. He has the same constellation. So that's the tshuva, and that's kisvu lachem al keren ashor. They were fighting against the keren and the shore. That's against Shimon, and then Shimon got back and he did tshuva, and his shore beat the shore of Yavon. So the avodah of the fifth day is to admit it when you make a mistake. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to admit you're wrong. And it's okay to admit you're wrong. It's a good thing, especially before you're married. I used to have a friend in yeshiva who used to say that. You are right. I am wrong. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. He would love to go around saying that to people. It's a beautiful thing. You get married, always be wrong. If you're wrong, you'll have good shalom bais. But if you make sure that you prove to her that you're right, then you'll be right. You'll be right, maybe. You lose your shalom bais.
You'll also be single.
You'll be right. Or you'll be married and single at the same time. Like the guy who takes, he says, you know, he's allowed to make a certain turn. I'll pee the law. There was a car coming who wasn't honoring the law. So he made the turn. And the car ran him over. They say he was right. He was right. He was allowed to make that turn. He was dead right. Said, me, you're wrong. That's the fifth day. The fifth day is Simcha. Tshuva. Tshuva brings you to Simcha. Cook writes in the Arsa Tshuva. And when a person does Tshuva, he's clean now. Simcha. When a person feels he has sins, he feels miserable. I know sinners, by the way. I don't know any happy ones. They're all unhappy people. You ever meet a happy terrorist? Like he comes, you know, they interview him, you know, they go into jail. He says, psh, life is mamish so gishmak. They're angry, and they're nervous, they're tense, they're filled with animosity, with hostility. So you can learn from Shimon to do tshuva, to be besimcha, even though he was pushed away, to admit his faults. And not only that, but Shimon says, "Bischanenu elav elenu v'lo shamanu," that he said we're guilty, that Yosef cried out to us and we didn't listen. So what's the avod of the fifth day? If it's the day of Shimon,
Simcha.
That yeah, it says we didn't listen to Yosef when he cried out to us. There are a lot of people in the world crying out to you. Did you know that? There are a lot of people. They want a little bit of attention. They want a good word. They want a good word. They want you to help them learn a piece of Gemara. Gemara is a hard book, they tell me. I wouldn't know. I don't understand anything I'm reading. But those who understand, they tell me that once you get it, it's like, oh, wow, this is really complex stuff. So you go, you grab a boy, you grab a Shana Aleph boy, and you say, let's learn. You take your little brother, and you get a chavrus with your little brother. So that's the fifth day of Chanukah. The fifth day is Shimon. Aval Hashem Imanachnu. He cried out and we listened. We didn't listen. So we have to, all those neshamas that are crying out to us, that want a little bit of warmth, that want a little bit of attention, that want a little bit of an uplift, so we can give it to them. You give them a smile. Smile's a good thing. And otherwise, what does the pasuk say? We didn't listen to him. The pasuk says further, Alkein bar leinu atzarazos, because we ignored his pleas, we have this tzara. You see that in not listening to people who need you is the tzara. That's the fifth day. Not only that, but it says about Shimon, it says in the Zohar Kaddish. I hope you guys don't mind that we're learning so much Zohar. But I figure you guys already know Shas, so there's no reason that we can't move now to Zohar. But yes, also they name that Yosef put Shimon in jail in front of the eyes of the brothers. And then when they left, the Zohar says, Machilei, Mashkilei, he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink. You know, the brothers left. And then he opens up the fridge, and he's And he says, Shimon, do I have for you a cheesecake?
Woo!
Something that my Rebbetzin made. So that's my Osnas. Osnat. She was a Sephardi girl. I don't know any Ashkenazi girls named Osnat. She says, I don't know any Sephardi girls named Osnat. She says, I don't know any girls. So that's really the best. But Yosef, I guess, and his wife, so she made a cheesecake, she made a chocolate cake, he brought out some chicken, right out of the micro. I had micros. So he took it out, he said, oh, Shimon, but not together with the cheesecake. He said, Shimon, have some. So what do you see from there? You see that he acted with brotherhood. Even though Yosef, even though at first he threw him in the pit, Shimon threw Yosef in the pit, but Yosef acted with brotherhood. So you see that that's the way you can be. You can act like a brother towards somebody. That's the avodah of the fifth day. And then the last thing the Rebbe says is that it says that the fifth day is also Vayakeo ba'avner ba'achor echanes el achomesh. What does the word chomesh mean? So the Rebbe says in Sanhedrin 49, b'mogum shemara v'kaved tluyim bo. The mara is the gallbladder, and the kaved is the liver. So chamesh, that's the fifth day, is the union of mara and kaved. So what's mara and kaved? So in Hasidus, mara is bitterness, and kaved is kaved. So you have marirus about the kaved that you're not getting. So the fifth day is a good time. You just drop the marirus. People don't think you're as chashiv as you think you are. Don't worry about it. It doesn't really matter what people think anyway. Yes? So, you know, people spend a lot of money that they don't have. I recently saw a nice poster. People spend a lot of money they don't have trying to impress people who don't care. No vacation, the car, nobody cares. So nobody's thinking too much about it. You don't worry about it. Just be yourself. So we have to say, don't have marirus that you're not getting covered. And that's why the Ner Chanukah helps you be mevatel all your bad habits. Because it says that you light until adekalia ragla de tarmodoi. Until they're no longer, literally means the feet of the Tarmodians, until they're no longer in the marketplace. That's when you're allowed to light until. But it could also mean adekalia, kal means to finish, like Pashup Shat. Riglas milashon hergel. Habits of the Tarmodoim, all the rebellious habits, milashon rida. That's what Ner Chanukah does. It helps you get rid of bad habits. So that's what we can do on the fifth day. The fifth day, if you remember, it's Hashem, we get to the fifth day, not to worry too much about your kavod, to admit it when you're wrong, to do tshuva on your mistakes, to shine your face to every person, and then we're going to get mida keneged mida, we're going to get haras panim, and we're going to be zelcha to or chadash al tziyon toyer v'nizke chulanu meheru liyora. 1, 2, 3, 4, Yvonim, Yvonim, Nitzu Alai,